This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
An opportunity in Pennsylvania. No one better to snag that conversation than Josh Shapiro, the governor. Good morning, sir. Hope and opportunity. Yes, sir. Right?
Hope and opportunity, Marty. Good morning. And I got to tell you, man, I think it's just you and me talking. No one's listening to your program this morning. They're all sleeping off that game last night.
Wow.
Come on, man. Wasn't that wild?
Hey,
that
Governor.
Maybe the most.
How about the priest in the end zone with the holy water?
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was the most emotionally,
yes,
you know, up and down game. It was incredible, man. I'm just so happy for the Steelers and for the city. You can see in that win the power of sports to just affect the mood and the mentality of a community.
You know, my daughter is in a sorority at Pitt. And she's insane about the Steelers. And her roommates are from Philly, and they hate the Steelers. And she can't stand their rhetoric. Says the Philly fans are obnoxious. Is that fair, Governor?
You know, Philly fans hate Dallas.
Yes.
Right? We hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
I don't know too many who, like, hate the Steelers. I don't think it's a rivalry that way. So, I don't know. Far be it from me to argue with your daughter, but that's not what I see. You know, there's not a ton of love for them, but I don't think it's the kind of hate, again, you see for the Cowboys or some of these other rivals.
Hey, Governor, I'm feeling a vibe, man, about Western Pennsylvania with Corey, with some of the power players, yeah, involved, with you pushing economic incentives. Do you feel that vibe, sir?
I do. You know, look, I'm so excited for the mayor-elect, and I look forward to being with him in a few hours. Lori and I will both be at his inauguration. And I think it is important for all Pittsburghers to understand, from my perspective as the governor, a strong, safe, successful Pittsburgh is essential to a prosperous Pennsylvania. And I think now with Mayor-elect O'Connor, soon to be Mayor O'Connor, there's a real powerful emotion out there, which is hope and optimism. And I think he understands the need to get the government working and working effectively again. He understands the importance of economic development, driving the community and the success of the community. He understands, like I do, the power of partnership. We're going to work closely together, not just on the massive downtown project that's going well, but on the other work that we've started on bringing more AI to Pittsburgh, on so much more. And I think he's got an ambitious agenda. I'm excited for him. And the thing I pick up from folks on the ground is how excited they are, too. It's good to feel hopeful. It's good
yes.
to feel optimistic. And I think Corey's given us that.
Well, your son is in on some of these AI conversations, as you know. And he says the same thing to the folks like at Walnut Capital and the other groups trying to move the ball. There'll be much yeah. more opportunity. Do you see that, sir?
I do. I really do. I think, look, one of the most important things government can do, and we've proven this at the state level, is embrace and work with the private sector, with the building trades, with our unions and other workers to be focused on pro-growth. And one of the best ways we can focus on pro-growth is by government delivering speed and certainty. And one of the things I'm most excited about, I know this sounds a little bit nerdy and wonky, but is the mayor-elect's focus on permitting reform.
Hell yeah.
Allowing
you
know, developers to move more quickly. Now, you still got to protect public safety, public health, the environment. You still got to make sure it's in the public interest. But once you make that determination, move quick. Let's get going. Time is money. And I think we've proven that at the state level, going from bottom five in the country on permitting to top five in the country. And we're seeing real significant economic development, economic growth. We've got the only economy in the northeastern part of the United States that's growing. A big part of that is permitting reform. So I'm excited to see that the mayor-elect wants to do the same thing. And I'm confident with Dan Gilman, his incoming chief of staff, who's just awesome, and the team he's assembled, I'm confident they're going to get it done.
Governor, your take, your concerns about Venezuela, sir.
I mean, look, obviously, there are, let me state at the outset, two very, very clear things, even in this sort of muddy and muddled situation. The first clear thing is Maduro's a bad guy. You know, he stole elections. He oppressed the Venezuelan people. He's been involved in drug trafficking, and he's been indicted in the U.S. courts. And he has made common cause with our adversaries, Russia and Iran and China. So that's the first thing. He's a bad guy. The second thing is, the skill and professionalism of the U.S. military, that's something we should all be proud of. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, let's be proud. And I think it's also clear, I think you'd probably agree with this, that there are many, many questions beyond that and a whole lot of serious concerns. I mean, I reject President Trump's belief that we should be engaging in regime change wars. And by the way, I thought he opposed that. I mean, he ran on opposing that. And I think it's not wise that even after extracting Maduro from power, he left his illegitimate regime in place. The vice president is there in power. And now the president comes out, yesterday, and said, we're going to run Venezuela. I don't know what that means. It sounds like a massive nation building project with basically no plan for what comes next, other than him stealing Venezuela's oil to enrich his friends. And so my fear here is that we're getting sucked into something bigger, more expensive, and more dangerous. And you know, I was concerned, and then I heard what he said aboard Air Force One last night. I got even more deeply concerned. You know, he said that, you know, he was going on and on and on, not just about Venezuela, but attacking Cuba. Colombia, Mexico, and even Greenland, which, by the way, Greenland's a NATO ally. They're you know, part of Denmark. So, look, I just think this is kind of crazy. I don't think this is strength. I think it's a bully's weakness. And I think our adversaries, primarily Russia and China, are taking lessons, which then makes Taiwan and Ukraine and other areas more unsafe. But, look, here's the final thing I'll say. The main point is this. We have a huge amount of work to do here at home. You know, a whole lot of folks can't afford their groceries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Three bills. And Trump's made that worse with the trade war and making it worse on our farmers in particular. Health insurance premiums are going through the roof. We are seeing thousands of people drop their health care coverage here in Pennsylvania because the federal government stopped the Affordable Care Act or the Obamacare subsidies. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette just reported on this. I think it was last week or the week before. And so the idea that we're going to go get entangled in foreign wars instead of fixing the problems here at home, that's my biggest beef with this. And I think that's the biggest concern that, you know, that I see on the horizon.
Governor, appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Eagles, Steelers, Super Bowl, sir. All right. We have Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Senator, you have an unbelievable, impeccable military career and record, giving you the expertise to offer your insight. My man, this military operation was amazing, was it not, sir?
It was truly remarkable. It brought together all the different armed forces, the Navy, the Air Force, those Delta operators that went in and snatched Maduro. I was in the 82nd Airborne at Fort Bragg. That's where they're based.
Oh,
it was an extraordinary military operation. And, you know, I said the same thing after Iran. But what happened here was truly remarkable. And I think it sent a message, really three things. Number one, we have the most magnificent military in the world, that operation without a casualty. Second, you know, there was no bluffing there. President Trump said he was going to do it, and he carried through. And I think it's a message to adversaries around the world. Listen, if you're going to run counter to America's interest, if you're going to have a transshipment hub that's supporting narco-terrorism against Pennsylvania kids, if you're going to be a place where Iran can get support and launch into America, then you're at risk. And I think that was a good message.
Conversely, folks like you heard Shapiro and DeLuzio, the congressman, saying it's illegal, it's aggressive, and we shouldn't expand further. Respond, please, sir.
Yeah, you know, listen, I was in the 82nd Airborne in 1989.
Oh, yeah.
President Bush, 41.
Oh, yeah.
Deployed military forces, 27,000 troopers to Panama to oust an indicted, does this sound familiar, Marty? An indicted criminal, right, who was an illegitimate head of state, 27,000 troops on the ground, 23 killed in action.
Wow, wow.
Sadly, there was no pre-notification of Congress, just like in this case. And in that instance, Marty, there was a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate. Both leaders of those bodies came out and supported President Bush. The majority of the Congress supported. I remember there was none of this talk. So I think what the president did is consistent with his constitutional responsibilities. He was in and out. They were in and out within a few hours. compared to Panama, which was 10 days on the ground to get Noriega.
Wow.
So I think this is justified. And what I would say here is, listen, the president ran and I ran on, among other things, securing the border and stopping this flow of opioids, fentanyl, drugs into our country. Marty, you know this, 4,000 yes. Pennsylvanians last year. These opioids are not produced. They're not produced in Venezuela. That's true. But Venezuela is a transshipment hub. It's a narco-terrorist hub. This guy was trafficking in drugs throughout the country that are killing Americans. And this was an imminent threat to the kids in Pennsylvania and across America. We lost 4,000 Pennsylvanians last year, Marty, 100,000 Americans. True. There's no war in American history that's been as devastating as this drug crisis.
Senator, who runs Venezuela?
Well, listen, what we're going to have to see.
Yeah.
When I hear the president make the comment, Ron, here's what I think he's saying, and here's what Secretary Rubio said after the fact. I think there's four policy objectives. Number one, we got to stop Venezuela from being a port, a transshipment hub. That's number one. That's killing Americans. Number two, we have to make sure that it's not supporting our adversaries in the Western Hemisphere, Iran, Cuba. Right now, Venezuela is a main supporter of Iran, which is a clear adversary to the United States. That's the second objective. Third objective is to unlock this oil industry. What happened here is Venezuela expropriated U.S. Assets in Venezuela. It's 17% of the oil reserves in the world are in Venezuela.
It's insane.
It only exports 1% a year, Marty. So this is a huge asset. Unlocking this asset is going to bring prosperity to the Venezuelan people, and it's going to be a great source of energy for the world. And the fourth thing, and this is really important, it's got to happen sooner rather than later, is a path to democracy, an elected government that the Venezuelan people can guide their future. And those are the things that I think need to happen. I don't expect that's going to be easy. I think we should have humility. I think the as magnificent as the first phase was, the second phase is going to be tougher, Marty. And we've learned the hard way. I don't think Venezuela is a rock, but we learned the hard way. I saw it firsthand that this nation building stuff can be hard. And I got confidence in the president's team, but I think we need to proceed with some humility.
And on a lighter note, sir, how about that priest spraying holy water in the end zone?
No, but listen, here's what I'd say. I mean, that was remarkable. Listen, now that I'm an old guy, I cheer for the old guys. And when
same,
Aaron Rodgers,
same.
Two minutes, no timeouts. I mean, you could see that guy has been there before, and cool as a cucumber. And man, I'm so happy for the Steelers.
Just like you, sir. Smooth. Thank you, Senator. You're the best.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.